Al Bayan Radio presents the following lesson live from Masjid Al Azhar, Bilmo.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima allamtana wa zidna ilma. Amma ba'd, ayyuhal al-ikhwatu wal akhawat, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum fi majlisin من مجالس العلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم فيما يتعلق بعنوان هذه الأمسية هذه المحاضرة رسائل من الحج أفتتح بهذه الكلمات تاركا للشيخين الكريمين معكم يتكلمون عن هذه الرسائل لو تأملنا أيها الإخوة في سورة الحج أن الله تعالى افتتحها بقوله يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم وختمها بقوله واعتصموا بالله هو مولاكم فنعم المولى ونعم النصير ومن قرأ سورة الحج بتدبر لا وجد أن هذه السورة تعلمه من أولها إلى آخرها أولا تعرفه بربه وتعلمه كيف يعظم ربه فقوله تعالى ليشهدوا منافع لهم ويذكروا اسم الله قوله حنفاء لله غير مشركين به ولكل أمة جعلنا منسكا ليذكروا اسم الله على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فإلهكم إله واحد فله أسلموا وبشر المخبتين أيضا قوله تعالى بعد قوله لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم في هذه الآية قال لتكبروا الله إذن عند كل شعيرة وبعد كل شعيرة نذكر اسم الله نكبر الله فالرسالة الكبرى بل أن أعظم رسالة من رسائل الحج فيما يتعلق بمقام التوحيد بمقام الألوهية بمقام الربوبية فيدخل في هذا المعنى من أعظم الرسائل أن تكون في مقام من مقامات الجهاد العظيمة وهي العمل الدؤوب والجهاد العظيم على جمع شتات قلبك ليكون لله وحده وهذا بحاجة والله إلى جهاد عظيم وهذا مما ابتلين به فإن القلب يهيم هنا وهناك في أودية كثيرة ويتشتت فأنت مطالب يا عبد الله أن تجمع شتات قلبك ليكون لله وحده وأن تخلص نيتك لتكون لله ولله وحده مخلصين له الدين وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء فهذا والله من أعظم رسائل الحج أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يعينني ويعينكم على جمع شتات قلوبنا لتكون هذه القلوب لله ولله وحده. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهداه. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We welcome you all tonight to this blessed gathering. And as most of you are aware, the topic tonight is regarding the blessed ritual of Hajj. We had our beloved Sheikh Zuhair, and we also have our beloved Sheikh Khalid Isa joining us tonight. Sheikh Zuhair opened with an introduction, which we will give a brief translation regarding it. The Sheikh mentioned that tonight's topic, which most of you are aware of, is messages from Hajj, or messages taken from Hajj. And we open with an introduction, the Sheikh says, and then he leaves the opportunity to Sheikh Khalid and myself to continue in the night. The Sheikh says that there is a surah, Surah Al-Hajj, in the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he opened this surah with the opening verse where he said in the translation of the meaning, O people, addressing the people, fear your Lord. O people, fear your Lord. For this was an advice given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the opening verse of Surah Al-Hajj. And he ended the surah with another advice where he said to hold firmly onto your religion, yani hold firmly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for he is your mawla, for he is your supporter and your ally. For this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the surah, Surah Al-Hajj, and this is how he ended it, with these two great advices. And the Sheikh said that whoever ponders over this surah, Surah Al-Hajj, he will realize that this surah teaches him who his Lord is, and it also teaches him how to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way that he deserves to be worshipped. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this surah, when he speaks about Hajj, he shows the intention or the reason as to why we perform this great ritual of Hajj, this pillar of this deen. He says, in order to remember the name of their Lord. They do so in order to remember the name of their Lord. This is the purpose, for us to remember and to do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also for them to remember who their Lord is from what Allah Azza wa Jal has granted them from the an'am, from the cattle, from the camels and the sheep and the cows and whatever else. Also in the same surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows another purpose where he says, لِيُكَبِّرُ اللَّهِ, in order for them to glorify and magnify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the takbir, with the saying of Allahu Akbar and whatever else. And that is why at every station in Hajj, the Sheikh says, we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's in Arafah or Muzdalifah or wherever else. Every station is legislated in order for us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to glorify Allah azza wa jal. The Sheikh says the major message of Hajj, which is regarding Tawheed, is for us to make our hearts to be upon tawheed, to make our hearts be upon the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal, and this is a great struggle, the struggle of making our hearts purely for Allah Azza wa Jal, to make our religion purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh says that this is from the greatest of struggles for mankind. And this requires a great effort, because the heart, it inclines to the right and to the left. It moves to the right and to the left. So you as a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must make your heart for Allah azza wa jal alone, without associating any partners. The heart must be for Allah and Allah Azza wa Jal alone. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the translation of the meaning, that they were commanded not except to worship Allah alone, making their religion sincerely for Him. For this is the greatest message when it comes to our pillar, the pillar of Hajj. This was the Sheikh's introduction, and I will now leave the microphone for our beloved Sheikh Khalid. May Allah reward him.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala amma ba'd. لو قرأنا الآيات سواء في سورة الحج ولا في سورة البقرة لاستخلصنا كثيرا من الدروس التي تتعلق بالحج. انظروا إلى الآيات في الحج في سورة البقرة. الله عز وجل قال: الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج، وما تفعل من خير يعلمه الله، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى، واتقون يا أولي الألباب. الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج. الرفث هو إما الجماع وإما الكلام فيما يختص بالجماع، أو الكلام الفاحش أو الكلام السيء. فلا رفث ولا فسوق، والفسوق هنا يشمل جميع المعاصي. ولا جدال في الحج، ولا مراء في الحج. سبحان الله، تتعجب لماذا خصت هذه الأمور. لو كنت ممن حججت في الماضي تعلم أهمية هذه الزواجر التي نهى الله سبحانه وتعالى عنها. ترى أن الناس سبحان الله يعني في الحج، في زحمة الزحام، كثرة الناس، المتاعب التي تحيط بالإنسان، ترى أن الإنسان لا يتحمل، بعض الحجاج لا يتحمل أي مخالفة من أصحابه. وهذا أيها الإخوة، هذا امتحان بحد ذاته، وهذا ابتلاء من الله سبحانه وتعالى، ابتلاء من الله سبحانه وتعالى. الإنسان في هذه الأوقات الشديدة التي تحيط به المتاعب من كل جانب، يمتحنه الله سبحانه وتعالى بالنهي عن هذه الأمور، ويبين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه من أراد أن يسلم له حجه، من أراد أن يسلم له حجه وأن يثاب عليه، عليه أن يتجنب هذه الأمور. فيقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من حج فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع من حجه كيوم ولدته أمه. إذن حتى تثاب على حجك عليك أن تتجنب هذه الأمور، هذه الأمور. إذن يا عباد الله، هذه الأمور مما تفسد مثل هذه العبادة العظيمة: الرفث، الفسوق، والمراء، يفسد هذه العبادة العظيمة. أيضا في غير الحج هذه الأمور تفسد أو تحط من قدر المسلم عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. لماذا كان أصحاب الأخلاق هم أعلى الناس منزلة؟ إن من أحبكم إلي وأقربكم مني منزلا أحاسنكم أخلاقا، وإن من أبغضكم إلي وأبعدكم مني منزلا يوم القيامة مساوئكم أخلاقا. إذن هذه الأمور كم تحط من قدر العبد عند الله سبحانه وتعالى، كم تذهب من ثواب أعماله. ألم يقل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللعانون لا يكونون شهداء ولا شفعاء عند الله يوم القيامة؟ بلى والله قال هذا. فاحذر يا عبد الله من هذه الأمور، احذر من الرفث، احذر من الفسوق المعاصي، المداومة على المعاصي، واحذر من المراء، واحذر من المراء الذي يقول فيه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا زعيم ببيت في ربض الجنة لمن ترك المراء وإن كان محب.
The Sheikh, he says, if we were to recite and ponder over the surah of the Quran, in particular Surah Al-Hajj or Surah Al-Baqarah, we will learn plenty of lessons from the surah regarding Hajj. And for example, if we take the verses in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah Azza wa Jal says, Al-Hajju Ashhurun Ma'lumat, that Hajj is a specified number of months. Whoever intends to perform Hajj, Allah Azza wa Jal says, then let him not perform a number of things. The first is Rafath, which is the Sheikh mentioned. This word Rafath, Allah Azza wa Jal says for the one performing Hajj not to do it. And Rafath, as the Sheikh said, is sexual intercourse, which is not allowed in a state of Ihram. Or it can be speaking about sexual intercourse, or foolish and idle talk in general. This is a prohibition from Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, whoever intends Hajj, let them avoid this action of Rafath and also of Fusuq. And Fusuq is a general term for all sins. And it is a general term for all sins and Jidal, which is arguing. Jidal, which is conflict and arguing. So look at these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specified. And the Sheikh asks a question, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specify these things in particular? Why sexual intercourse or speaking about it? Or idle talk in general and sins in general? And arguing and conflict? Why did Allah azza wa jal specify these things? Because with a lot of people or some people who perform Hajj, they struggle daily with these things in particular, and a lot of people cannot handle any conflict or differences from their companions when they are on their journey in Hajj. They lose their temper, loss of patience, or whatever else. And this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is in these hard times, these difficult times, when a person is tested with the test that he goes through in Hajj, it is in these times that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited these things, because they are easy to happen. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us that whoever wants to protect his Hajj and wants his Hajj to be correct, he must avoid these things that Allah Azza wa Jal has prohibited. And that's why he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever performs Hajj and does not perform Rafath, يعني and does not perform this action that Allah has prohibited or the others, he returns the way his mother gave birth to him, meaning as a newborn cleansed from all his sins. That's the condition in order for your Hajj to be perfected, that we avoid these sins that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden upon us. Even outside of Hajj, not only in Hajj, but even outside of Hajj, these things must be avoided because they corrupt the person. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the closest of you to me are those with the best of manners, and the furthest of you from me are those with the worst of manners. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also mentioned in the hadith that those who are constantly cursing, those who constantly throw the curse around, they will not be allowed to be from those who intercede for others in the next life. And that is why, my dear brothers and sisters, we have to beware also of arguing. Allah Azza wa Jal, he prohibited arguing, so we must beware and cautious of arguing. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I am the chief or I am the companion of a person in paradise who leaves argument even if he is in the right.
نفس الآية وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب. قال أهل التفسير هذه نزلت في أقوام من أهل اليمن كانوا إذا أرادوا الحج قالوا نحن المتوكلون، كانوا لا يتزودون بالطعام والشراب الذي يعينهم على هذه الرحلة الطويلة، يعني خصوصا في ذلك الزمان الذي كانوا يرتحلون فيه على الإبل يحتاجون إلى كثير من الزاد، فكانوا يقولون نحن المتوكلون، نحن المتوكلون. فأنزل الله يأمرهم بأن يتزودوا من الطعام والشراب، وهذا يعلمنا أن نأخذ بالأسباب، أن نأخذ بالأسباب. لا يرتحل الإنسان هذه المسافة الطويلة التي تأخذ أيام بل أسابيع بدون زاد ويتكل على زاد غيره من الناس. هناك لطيفة، أن جاء رجل إلى الإمام أحمد وقال أنا أريد أن أرتحل إلى الحج متوكلا يعني بدون زاد. فقال له الإمام أحمد إذن ارتحل مع غير قافلة. قال لا، قال إذن فأنت متوكل على أزواد الناس. هو أراد أن يرتحل بدون زاد. فقال له الإمام أحمد إذن لا ترتحل مع قافلة، ارتحل لنفسك. فهنا مباشرة قال لا، يعني يعلم أنه سيموت. إذن قال له أنت متوكل على أزواد الناس، ليس يعني توكلك على الله عز وجل. فالله عز وجل قال وتزودوا، ثم قال وإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب. والله هذا درس عظيم، أنه فيه إشارة يعني لطيفة جدا. نحن نعيش في هذا البلد، واليوم آلات السفر مريحة نوعا ما بالنسبة للماضي، لكن كم يتجهز الذي يريد الحج؟ ربما يعد العدة شهورا وبعض الناس سنينا، يعني حتى يؤمن ما يكفيه من المال والزاد. يعد العدة ويأخذ ويعني ويريد أن يتأكد أنه عنده ما يكفيه من المال، وهذه في رحلة بسيطة، في رحلة بسيطة. فكيف أيها الإخوة بالرحلة إلى الآخرة؟ أنت تتعب كثيرا ويعني ويعني تستعد كثيرا لرحلة إنما هي عبارة عن أسابيع عن أسابيع، فكيف بالرحلة إلى الدار الآخرة؟ فكيف بالرحلة إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى؟ فهنا تحتاج في هذه الرحلة الطويلة جدا إلى زاد من التقى، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب. في هذه الدنيا أنت في أمس الحاجة إلى تقوى الله في سيرك إلى الآخرة، وأنت في أشد الحاجة إلى التقى في رحلة البرزخ بعد الموت إلى يوم البعث، وأنت في أشد الحاجة إلى زاد من التقى في الآخرة الذي مقداره هو نصف يوم، مقداره يعني 50,000 سنة في يوم، يعني كما جاء في الحديث مقداره 50,000 سنة حتى يقضى بين العباد. وهذه يعني هذه فيها إشارة إلى أهمية ما نحتاج إليه من زاد الدين، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقوني يا أولي الألباب. وهذا هو الذي أمر الله سبحانه وتعالى به الأولين والآخرين. لماذا هنا في هذه الدنيا نحسب حسابات كثيرة في رحلة قصيرة وننسى الرحلة إلى الآخرة وما نحتاج فيها من زاد، ولا زاد فيها ينفع إلا يعني زاد إلا يعني زاد الدين.
The Sheikh mentions the continuation of the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the translation of the meaning, and what you do from good, Allah is aware of it. And what you do of good, Allah is aware of it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and prepare and prep up, and the best of preparation, prepare for your journey, which means prepare for your journey, and the best type of preparation is taqwa. And the best type of preparation is taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. The Sheikh mentions that the reason why this verse was revealed is because a group of people from the land of Yemen intended to go and perform Hajj, and they said that we are the ones who rely, we are the reliers, meaning we rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they did not want to prepare for their journey. They didn't want to prepare for their journey in terms of food and whatever else, the prep up that you need for Hajj. They didn't want to do that, and they called themselves the reliers, the ones who rely upon Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah Azza wa Jal ordered them to prepare. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told them to prep up, meaning what they are doing is incorrect. He told them to prep up. And this teaches us that we need to take the means. That you cannot just be someone who just says, I rely on Allah, and you leave things like that without taking the means. It teaches us to take the asbab, which is to take the means and not to rely on others. You don't prepare on a journey. You don't go on a journey relying to eat from this person or to be clothed by that person or whatever else. You prep up yourself. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. And a man once came to the great Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, and he said to him, I want to go to Hajj without any preparation. I want to go to Hajj without any preparation, as in I just want to go like that with the people. So Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said to him, go by yourself then, don't go with the people. So the man said no. So Imam Ahmad said to him, then that means you are relying on others and you are not relying on Allah Azza wa Jal. Because if you were truly relying on Allah, you would prep up yourself. And this is a lesson for those who are going to Hajj and whatever else. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, and the best prep is taqwa. And the best preparation is taqwa. And in this verse, there is an absolutely great lesson. The Sheikh says, we live here in this day and age, and travel has become so comfortable for us as opposed to what it was previously. Traveling is very easy. How much does a person prepare in a travel today in this world? Regarding, for example, Hajj. Some people start preparing from months, if not years. And everyone who's ready to go to Hajj makes sure that he is prepped up properly. From money, clothes, his medicine, whatever. Everything is ready. He makes a huge preparation when he is about to go on this journey. The Sheikh says, if that is the case with a journey that is so short for 3 or 4 weeks or whatever else in this dunya, then what should be the preparation we make for the great journey of the hereafter? If we prepare so greatly in this dunya for the journeys in this world, then how should our preparation be in the next? There's no doubt that this long journey, this huge journey in the next life, requires a major preparation. In this dunya, you are in great need of taqwa. And that's why Allah says the best type of prep is taqwa. Because we are in a dying need of taqwa, piety towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya. We need it in our journey to Allah Azza wa Jal. And we need it, we are in need of taqwa for our barzakh life, the life of our grave. And we are also in need of it on that day when we are standing, the day which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us is equivalent to 50,000 years. When the people are standing before they are judged by Allah Azza wa Jal. These are the days and the times where we need to do the great preparation of taqwa from now for them. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the first and the last of us. Why do we prepare big for short trips in this dunya? And why are we not preparing greatly for the major journey in the next life?
نختم فقط بهذه الفائدة وإلا هناك فوائد كثيرة لكن نختم بهذه الفائدة هناك حديث يقول فيه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كونوا على مشاعركم فإنكم على إرث من إرث أبيكم إبراهيم سبحان الله أيها الإخوة أي حاج يذهب إلى حج أو عمرة يتذكر نبي الله إبراهيم ويتذكر هاجر ويتذكر نبي الله إسماعيل وهذه بحد ذاتها كرامة أكرم الله سبحانه وتعالى بها هذا البيت لماذا يعني خص هذا البيت بهذه الكرامة أن الناس أن الخلق يذكرونهم ويثنون عليهم ويصلون عليهم إلى يعني وقتنا هذا وإلى يعني ما شاء الله ما دام أن الناس يحجون هذا البيت ويتذكرون المشاعر التي قام فيها إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام ينبغي أن نسأل أنفسنا لماذا هذه الكرامة من الله سبحانه وتعالى لهذا البيت والجواب الوحيد هو أن العبد بقدر ما يضحي لله عز وجل بقدر ما يرفعه الله سبحانه وتعالى ويعلي شأنه وينشر ذكره في العالمين يعني أن إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام أمره الله سبحانه وتعالى بأخذ ولده وأم ولده إلى مكة وتركهم هناك بلا يعني زاد بلا شيء، بتركهم في تلك الأرض التي ما فيها أنيس ولا أحد من الخلق، ويستجيب لأمر الله سبحانه وتعالى. اسأل نفسك، هل تستطيع أن تفعل يعني ولو شيء قليل من ذلك، أن تضحي ولو بوقت قليل؟ الآن الناس يعانون أنه ربما لا يستطيع أن يذهب إلى صلاة الفرض لأنه يحتاج أن يكون إلى جانب زوجته، لا يحتاج إلى أن يذهب يؤدي فريضة الحج لأن زوجته لا تسمح له، ربما لا يستطيع أن يغيب أيام عن أهله وأولاده يعني ويؤدي فريضة من فرائض الله عز وجل، لأنه إما متعلق بهم وإما أنهم لا يسمحون له أو لأعذار كثيرة. إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام ترك ولده وأم ولده في مكة، لا أنيس ولا أحد من الخلق ولا زرع ولا ماء ولا شيء، امتثالا لأمر الله عز وجل. وهذه تضحية عظيمة جدا، تضحية عظيمة جدا، وتتوالى التضحيات من إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام، يأمره الله بذبح ولده فيمتثل أمر الله عز وجل، يكسر هذا الحب يعني الذي في قلبه من أجل الله عز وجل، يتغلب على هذا الحب العظيم الذي يحمله في قلبه تجاه ولده امتثالا لأمر الله عز وجل. الآن يعني ربما واحد لا يستطيع أن يتخلى عن شيء من محبه المحرمة من أجل طاعة الله عز وجل، ربما اعتاد يعني فعلا من المعاصي يقول لا يستطيع أن يتخلى عنه، يرى أنه يحبه ويرى أن سعادته في هذا ولا يستطيع أن يتغلب عليه لله عز وجل. إبراهيم يأمره الله أن يضحي بابنه الوحيد الذي رزق به بعد عمر طويل ويمتثل أمر الله عز وجل ويطرد عنه الشيطان، يعني يطرد إبراهيم إبليس ويرجمه امتثالا لأمر الله سبحانه وتعالى، فكافأه الله عز وجل بأن جعل يعني هذه الأعمال التي عملها جعلها مشاعر لأهل الإيمان من بعده إلى قيام الساعة. كذلك هاجر التي امتثلت أمر الله عز وجل ولم تعترض على أمر الله لما علمت أن هذا هو أمر الله، قالت إذن لا يضيعنا، فصار سعيها بين الصفا والمروة أيضا من شعائر الحج والعمرة، وهذه كرامة لهاجر يعني رضي الله تعالى عنها. فإذا بقدر أنت ما تضحي أيها الإنسان أيها المسلم، والله بقدر ما يرفعك الله ويعليك الله، لكن نحن بحاجة أن نتعلم هذا، أن بوالله هذا أهم يعني من الدروس العظيمة التي نتعلمها من الحج ومن غير الحج، وأن كل الأئمة الأعلام الذين أعلاهم الله عز وجل إنما أفنوا حياتهم وضحوا من أجل نشر هذا الدين، فأعلى الله شأنهم. فعلينا بهذه الفائدة وعلينا يعني أن نستفيد منها في حياتنا، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.
The Sheikh mentions a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he said, telling his ummah to be upon your signs of Islam, for indeed you are upon the path and the way of your Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Whoever goes to Hajj remembers the great Prophet and Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and his wife Hajar radiallahu anha, and his son Ismail alayhi salam. And this is an honor which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored his house, the Kaaba, with, that it is used to remember these great people. And a question that the Sheikh asks is, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor his house in this way by remembering these great people? Why do we remember them in the rituals of Hajj? The Sheikh says that the only answer to this question is that the amount that a person, of reward is related to the sacrifice that the person is willing to make. The amount that a person sacrifices for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the more a person sacrifices for Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise his status and his rank. And they were the perfect example because they done the ultimate sacrifices, these three in particular. And because of that, they are continued to be remembered until the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commanded the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam to leave his family in a deserted place in Mecca with no food, no trees, no whatever. Okay? Allah commanded him and he left them in order to go obey and answer the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sheikh says, ask yourself, you, are you able to do something similar like this? Can we sacrifice any of our time, even away from our families? Some people cannot give time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people are not able to perform the salah in jama'ah because of their wives or their families. They're too attached to them. They don't want to leave them. Okay? Some people cannot perform hajj because they're too attached to their families and they don't want to leave them. Some people cannot go travel for a few days away from their families because they are too attached. But look at Ibrahim alayhi salam. He left his family in this state in order to answer the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He left them with nothing, obeying Allah azza wa jal's orders. And this, my brothers and sisters, was the greatest of sacrifice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even on top of that, ordered him to sacrifice his only son at the time. And his son that he got at an old age. Can you imagine this type of sacrifice? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to do so. Imagine his love for his son, but he was able to put that aside in order to obey Allah. Because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him. A person may love something so much that he cannot leave it for Allah azza wa jal. But look at the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was willing to sacrifice his own son. And on top of that, he pelted the devil in order to expel him so that he does not whisper in his ears. So that he can continue to obey Allah Azza wa Jal and his commands. And that is why the more a person sacrifices for Allah, the higher Allah raises his ranks. The scholars and the people of this religion, the great of this deen, they are continued to be mentioned amongst us because they sacrificed their lives for Allah. And they gave their lives to preaching and teaching the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even Hajar, the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam, she was honored. She was honored, and that's why we perform the ritual in Hajj known as the Sa'i between the Safa and Marwa as a remembrance of her and what she went through. Look how Allah honored her by being remembered like this until the day of judgment because of the sacrifices that she made. And this is in general what our Sheikh had mentioned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and reward him. a small continuation, my brothers and sisters, from what Sheikh Khalid had mentioned. There's no doubt that Hajj is a symbol of answering the call to Allah Azza wa Jal's obedience, to obeying Allah. Hajj is a great symbol of how we answer in order to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is also a great symbol of following the footsteps of the prophets and the messengers and obeying them also. In particular, in this case, the great prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. After Ibrahim alayhi salam fixed and rebuilt the foundations of the Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to call the people to Hajj. وَأَذِّمْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ Allah Azza wa Jal says, and proclaim to the people, call them to Hajj. Imagine this, he's in a place where there's no one and it's deserted. And he's ordered to make this call. And that is why the answer is with Allah. And that is why the house is constantly frequented until the day of judgment, answering the call of Allah Azza wa Jal, which he commanded the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam to do. And that is an example, my brothers and sisters, for us to teach us that as Muslims, we follow the way of the prophets and the messengers of Allah. And Hajj is a perfect example of that. Every station in Hajj is reliving the life of the great Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family, as our Sheikh mentioned. Is this not enough for us to know and understand that it is a duty upon us to do ittiba', to follow? Follow our prophets and our messengers, and at the head of them is our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to show the greatness of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, even our Prophet was commanded to follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam in many, many verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that in Ibrahim alayhi salam there is a perfect example. And in many verses he says, follow the way of Ibrahim. And when you go and perform Hajj and you relive his life, this is what you are doing. This is the purpose of Hajj. Hajj, my brothers and sisters, from the greatest of its messages also, is to show the uniqueness and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tawheed of Allah azza wa jal. That all the servants are getting together to worship the one true creator, the one true Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from the greatest symbols of Islam. And that is why it is from the greatest of obligations upon mankind, and why it is one of the pillars of our religion. Only the greatest of actions have been selected to be the pillars of this deen. And when you perform Hajj, you do so in accordance to the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is why Hajj correctly is done with pure tawheed of Allah azza wa jal. And that is why Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in his famous words regarding the black stone, he said, by Allah, I know that you are only a rock which cannot harm or benefit. And if I did not witness the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam kiss you, then I would not have kissed you. This is in order to show that Allah alone, everything is in his hands. And this is the message of Hajj. Tawheed. The worship of Allah azza wa jal alone, without associating any partners with him. And that is what the rituals of Hajj is made up of. Allah Azza wa Jal says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that verily my prayer and my sacrifice, my entire living and my dying is for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Everything, your entire life is for Allah. Your Hajj is for Allah. Your salah is for Allah. Your sacrificing of the animals which you will all be performing in these upcoming days. Allah says it is for Allah. How great is this religion? How beautiful is our deen? That it is committed to worshipping one true Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For it is a great blessing that Allah has blessed us with. And whoever is granted the opportunity to perform this great blessing, the blessing of Hajj, then indeed he has been blessed greatly by Allah Azza wa Jal. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us all the ability to perform this ritual again. And for those who have not performed it, that Allah grant them the ability to visit his house. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward you all for attending tonight. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah.